Yoyim Chamishi B'Shabbes Parshas Baal Yischa, Shir 579. The Imre Chaim and his son-in-law traveled once to raise money for Vizhnitz and Bnei Brak. It was in the year 1948, and they spent 5 months in Europe. They ended their trip in Germany. There they boarded a train to France, where they planned on getting on a ship and going to the United States. The train reached the border between Germany and France at midnight, and they were stopped. They were informed that their visas for France had expired a few minutes earlier, and they were instructed to get off the train. They were kept overnight in a filthy cell, and the next morning, they were sent back to Germany. During that long, difficult night, the son-in-law turned to the Rebbe and said, "Does the Shver think that the future residents of Vizhnitz and Bnei Brak will ever appreciate how much the Shver suffered for them?" And the Imre Chaim responded. He said, "Do I do this so people should know? My purpose is to build a neighborhood of Kedusha for HaKadosh Baruch Hu and for Torah. What's the difference if the people who live there know how hard it was or not? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu spear me from the hands of the Rishayim if not to try to bring him Nachas Ruach?" And he told over, he said, that he saw in a Sefer that the son of the Chafetz Chaim asked his father if the people who are learning the Sefer Mishneh Berurah would ever understand how much effort the Chafetz Chaim put in to clarify every halacha in the Mishneh Berurah. And the Chafetz Chaim answered, "In order for a train to travel from place to place, people have to lay tracks to connect them to each other. It's a very difficult job, and no passenger on the train ever thought about the individuals that spend so much time laying the tracks." Zakta Chavetz Chaim, "That's my purpose, to lay tracks so people can get to their destinations. Why is it relevant who laid the tracks and how hard they worked?" The Imre Chaim said he saw this story while he was on this trip, and obviously it's a message from the Rebbeinu Shlalom that's how he should approach this trip also. We have to understand we're in this world for a purpose. We're laying tracks for Klal Yisrael. We're enabling people to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're increasing Kvod Shemayim, every mitzvah, every activity that we do. It's irrelevant who knows about it. It's irrelevant that people appreciate it. The Rebbeinu Shlalom appreciates every action that you do in Avodas Hashem.